The world was rocked on April 26th, or at least it wasn't rocked any more than expected. For on any given day, there's a chance of an earthquake occurring somewhere on Earth. But on April 26th, the forces of nature were challenged to a duel. It was on that day that a PhD student from Purdue University invited women to show a bit more cleavage or a little more leg. Though it began as a tongue-in-cheek post on a blog, this was no spring fling for Jennifer McCrate. She was responding to recent comments made by an Iranian cleric who said during a sermon, "Many women who do not dress modestly lead young men astray, corrupt their chastity, and spread adultery in society, which consequently increases earthquakes." Rather than allowing such an outrageous comment to stand without response, McCrate, who is a scientist, created Boobquake. Yes, you heard right. Boobquake, to prove that the way women dress does not result in natural disasters. It should be noted that Muslim clerics aren't the only ones to suggest that human acts lead to natural disasters. Remember Pat Robertson's comments about Haiti or Jerry Falwell's comments about Hurricane Katrina? So April 26th was designated as the day this experiment would take place, the day a little bit more skin was to be revealed, or at least the skin of 200,000 women who said that they were willing to take part in this experiment. After a statistical analysis of the seismic events for April 26th, it was determined that what occurred on that day was within accepted norms. So showing a bit more skin did not result in any more earthquakes. While this bit of street theater may seem silly at first blush, it does reveal how traditional religions impose upon women restrictions, particularly about their dress, and then blame women for not following the rules, resulting in natural disasters or men being led astray. Orthodox Judaism requires that married women cover their hair and more. In Orthodox synagogues, women must sit separately from men, and they're restricted from being full and equal participants during services. It seems to me that rules that impose what women must wear or restrict their roles in religious or secular society reveal something about the authors of those rules. It must have been a man. The fact is that Western religious thought evolved out of a patriarchal system which empowered men and limited women. I can't help but wonder what rules would be in place today if women had run the world. I would imagine that just like men created a dress code for women, that women, if they had been in control, would have created a dress code for men as well. It probably would have read something like this. No socks with sandals. No white socks with black shoes. No wearing clothes that are more than 5 years old. I doubt that women would have required men to cover their faces in public or not allow their voices to be heard in services because that would be too distracting. But perhaps they would have required men to pick up their dirty clothes. Or more importantly, protect our planet, feed the hungry, house the homeless. While I can't fully imagine the world women would have created, given the state of affairs we currently face, certainly we can assume that women would have done a better job than men. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.